explain a little more in depth about the album that's coming out?
I'll try very hard. It's a little difficult, but it originally started as a concept album, but it kind of got broken up because I found other songs I wanted to put in the album which wouldn't have fitted into the story of Ziggy. So at the moment it's a little fractured and a little fragmented. I'm just lighting a cigarette. So anyway, what you have there on that album when it does finally come out is a story which doesn't really take place. It's just a few little scenes from the life of a band called Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, who could feasibly be the last band on Earth. It could be within the last 5 years of Earth. I'm not at all sure, because I wrote it in such a way that I just slotted the numbers into the album in any order that they cropped up. And it depends on which state you listen to it in, but the times I've listened to it, I've had a number of meanings out of the album, but I always do. Once I've written an album, my interpretations of the numbers in that album are totally different afterwards from the time when I wrote them. And I find that I learn a lot from my own albums about me.
What do you plan to do? I'd like to ask you about some stuff you have recorded already. Did you not just do a version of Amsterdam, the Jacques Brel song?
Yeah.
And the new version of Holy Holy?
Where do you get your information from?
I just kind of a friend that has a source of it. And there's another version of Round and Round. Has that been dropped off, Ziggy?
Jesus, they know about all the things that are in the can, these people.
Are there any more?
Maybe, maybe not.
I see. Well, was Round and Round, is that on Ziggy Stardust or was it dropped?
It was dropped, quite honestly. Why was it dropped? It's hard to say.
Because of the concept nature, maybe? Was it possibly the concept nature that you had said earlier that you...
Not so much, because Round and Round would have been the perfect kind of number that Ziggy would have done on stage. But the thing, I think probably what happened is that it was a jam. We jammed Round and Round, just for old time's sake, in the studio. And the enthusiasm of the jam probably waned after we'd heard the track a few times. And we replaced it with a thing called Starman.
That's going to be the single, isn't it?
Yeah, they're taking that out as a single. I don't think it's any great loss, really. I certainly haven't destroyed any of those tracks. I've kept them all. I think maybe, we could put them out as a budget album or something at a later date. And stuff that never really got used, you know? Because there are quite a few. There's a thing called Bombers, which was a kind of a skit on Neil Young.
Oh, really?
It's quite funny.
Is it a single? Is it a single or an album?
Oh, no, what, Bombers?
Yeah, is it just a song, one song?
Oh, it's just one song. But we have, now what else do we have? Do you want to know some titles of things in the can that we never received?
Sure, I'd like to.
Called, He's a Gold Mine. He's a Gold Mine is lovely.
Is that a Neil Young thing too?
No, that's David Bowie. It's a lovely tune. But probably the lyrics are a little provocative. I think they kept that back for a bit.